Just got over. Okay.
Welcome everyone to the Tuesday the 14th of July meeting in Valley Council starting at 4 p.m. I'll ask Marilyn to note those that are present. I have apologies from the Deputy Mayor, Michael Kelly. We've got in attendance, as Marilyn will record them. Moving through the confirmation of the minutes, would somebody like to move that the minutes be accepted from last meeting?
Tanya.
Councillor King, seconder please.
Andy.
Councillor Sheriff, thank you. And just write that down. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. The council workshops held since last meeting in the agenda. Announcements by the Mayor are in the agenda. Announcements by councillors are in the agenda. Thanks to all the councillors that put those forward. Any declarations of interest in this agenda? Councillor King has noted that and done the appropriate paperwork, I'm sure.
She has.
Thank you. We'll move on to tabling and actions on petitions.
Sorry, Mayor.
General Manager.
Councillor Sheriff's got
sorry,
a
declaration. Sorry, Councillor Sheriff. Sorry, I missed that. Councillor Sheriff, you have a declaration of interest as well. Thank you. General Manager, tabling actions on petitions.
As noted in the paperwork, the petition is tabled from Ms. Linda Poulton. It was mentioned at the last meeting and we've gone through the petition and it's dealt with in governance number one.
Thank you. Public questions, obviously no public questions. No public questions tabled on notice. Public questions with notice in the agenda and the responses there. Public questions without notice are not. Councillor question time. Councillor questions taken on notice, one from Councillor Frank Knott and the response from the GM, which is there. Any discussion on that one before I move on? Happy with the response, Councillor Knott?
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry, Frank. Councillor questions with notice?
Without.
Oh, well, I'll go to without notice next, yes. Councillor questions without notice?
It's just me.
Okay. Tanya.
Tanya and John.
Go with it.
All right, thank you.
Councillor King.
Is council aware that a Westbury resident and ratepayer, husband and father of two girls, riding his motorcycle to work, collided with a wild fellow deer on the Bass Highway yesterday?
I was unaware of that, Councillor. General Manager?
No, unaware.
He has suffered fractures and other injuries, but is recovering at home. This man considers himself very fortunate to still be alive. The wild population numbers of wild fellow deer are out of control. Police attending said that this was the second event of this nature in a week. Could council please ask the state government when they will take seriously the hazards on the roads that these feral pests create?
Thanks, Councillor King.
Thank
Chair, we will forward something to the state on that one.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'll take that on notice and write appropriately.
Thank you. Thanks, Councillor King. Councillor Tibble, do you have a question?
Yeah, my usual question, Mr. Mayor. Is there any update on the proposed prison development since the last council meeting, for the record?
I'm trying to think. Do you have they made another announcement or were we have that in the last meeting?
No, Mr. Mayor, they haven't made any specific announcements that I've heard, but it has been reported since the announcement that on the radio that the state government is undertaking due diligence over the next month or two on the new site, and we can expect a planning application towards the end of the calendar year. But that's hearsay. We've had no representations from the state.
Is that a planning or rezoning application we should be?
I would assume both.
Thank you. Any other questions, councillors? If there is no, thank you. Moving on then to governance one, general manager, you've got a recommendation there.
That's right. So the recommendation goes through the various considerations of the petition. And the first recommendation states that section 59 requirements are not satisfied by the petition and council is not compelled to hold a public meeting as requested by the petition. It is noted that the petition predates the 18th June announcement regarding the new preferred site and relates to the location now set aside by the Tasmanian government. That 545 signatures on the petition calling for a public meeting predate the public meeting on the prison held by the state government on the 16th of December 2019. That the restrictions and limits on public gatherings as a consequence of the COVID disease emergency and the risks and limiting effect current measures would have on a large public gathering. That council defers consideration of the need for a public meeting or other forms of consultation conducted by council until information on the new prison site and any planned community consultation by the Tasmanian government is obtained from the Department of Justice. The council writes to the Attorney General and the Department of Justice seeking details of future planned consultation within the community. The council affirms its position from the February 2020 commitment to again meet with anti and pro-prison representatives to discuss options for community consultation, including public meetings when information from the Tasmanian government is forthcoming. And there is a proposed additional one. Have you got that, Mel?
Well, I have. I can't get it up, though. What
okay.
Was it?
I
need some assistance. I can't.
All right. There is an additional recommendation. When we're just having technical difficulties when
John,
we get that up.
John, can you give me some assistance here? My Zoom's...
But I'd throw it over to you, Mr. Mayor, for discussion.
Okay. Ending thank you, that. Jim. Well, we get the last one. Discussion... Well... Yeah, discussion, councillors.
Here's the share.
This is you here. So you're already in it.
Before we do any more, John, we probably need that last
yeah.
A
recommendation.
And then when you want to get off it again, you go stop.
Right, there you go, sorry.
Yeah. So the last recommendation is, I'll just read it. The council notes that in deferring consideration of a public meeting or other forms of consultation, council is not setting aside an intent to consult with the community. Rather, it is pursuing an approach which seeks input from both pro and anti-prison groups to plan consultation at a time when more information is to hand from the Tasmanian government. This is consistent with council's function and obligations under section 20 of the Local Government Act.
Thank you, Jim.
So, to move it.
Would somebody like to move those recommendations? And I'm on a little screen, so I have trouble seeing who may raise their hand at the moment.
Councillor King.
Councillor King, thank you. Seconder for that. Councillor Cameron. Councillor King, discussion, any comments before we move forward?
No, I just like to thank the General Manager with his proactive approach to this agenda item. Do we mention media statements in that or not?
Well, we can sure.
But, and make reference to the media statement that's been prepared already.
Thank you. Councillor Cameron?
I just point out that last point. I think it's really important because contrary to the correspondence we received from RAP last night saying that we don't intend on consulting because we do, we've never said we're not going to. It's just about consulting on something we have information about, which we don't at the moment. So just highlight point number 8.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other discussion from councillors?
Councillor Temple.
Councillor Temple.
Whilst I support this, these recommendations, I don't know if there should be something there to point out that we will be proactive in at the right time, you know, that is as simple as that. Mm. We will be proactive in consulting with the community when information is to hand. Mm-hmm. Or information from the developer is to hand.
Yeah.
Well, I say, Councillor Temple, that we made that commitment to both the pro and anti group when we met with them in February, that as information flowed through to us from the state government, that we would pass it on or reconvene meetings. And I guess we haven't had the chance or to do that at the moment.
But just if we were to reaffirm that we will be proactive at the appropriate time.
Yep. Thanks, Councillor Temple. Any other discussion, councillors?
Councillor Sinfield, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, I won't be supporting this. I believe it's a missed opportunity. I don't disagree with some of the dot points, but for me, I go back to 2017 November, when a petition around that time was received by council to do with this building and the one next door, and it, from memory, got 487 signatures. Wasn't the required amount under the Act, but Council held a public meeting anyway under Section 60F to address the issue at the heart of it. And so I see nothing different here except that we've got almost another couple of hundred signatures more than that one. Interesting that it's the same community in a sense, subset of Meander. And that the public meeting that we had, so even though we're saying in this one the state government's had a public meeting, the council had held two public meetings prior to the petition being received and having a meeting as a consequence of that request. So I see nothing wrong with taking that approach here. And the other reasoning behind it is, if this, you know, the opposition or for whatever reason, the angst against this new site continues or grows, don't know, and the government then says, oh, we'll try site three, I believe we are missing the opportunity that should have been done right from the get-go, and that was for council as the local representative body to have a discussion with the community about if we want a prison, where, what parameters, what sort of things, what services to support it you might have. And I think if we'd have had that step, you can't undo the soup that we're in, but to me it's still the same issue is still present right now, and that is the community feel aggrieved that they haven't had that opportunity, and I believe you do have to look at the state government somewhat differently than you would a private developer wanting to build a hotel or whatever. It is a community asset at the end of the day. It's going to be, if it's going to be in the valley, it's going to be here for our lifetimes and lifetimes to come, presumably. Let's get it right, but in my view we can have a conversation with the community and use that to inform the government. And in my view, one of our meetings with the government, when it was asked what was their vision for the valley, they turned that question around and said, no, what's your, that is council's, vision for the valley? And I think most appropriately. And I think that section 20 is, it's whilst it says it's in addition to any other power or function under the Local Government Act or any other act, it is at the core of what we do. It's not an optional extra. It is something that we ought to be doing proactively. And as I say, I think a lot of the angst that was there is simply, that is there today, is a reflection of how we got to where we are today. And as I say, I think we're continuing that on. I would rather us get proactive, and we're not going to have it right now because you're not going to get numbers because of COVID. So as I say, some of the dot points make sense. But in my view, there is a way forward that might actually take our whole community on a journey forward. So for that reason, I won't be supporting.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other councillors' views?
Councillor Susie.
I just want to comment that I don't think we shy away from a public meeting at all as councillors. We will consult with the community and we are very committed to do so at the appropriate time. We will continue to meet and listen to our ratepayers, and when we get a chance to meet due to the COVID situation that we find ourselves in and able to consult with both groups, being anti and pro-prison, to discuss a way forward that we can meet together and do that together.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other discussion, councillors?
Councillor King.
Councillor Knott.
Let's look it over there.
You know, double
T's with a K. Sorry, Fred. Look at it.
Given COVID has changed things quite dramatically anyway, the petition lacks numbers. We are being proactive to meet, as we indicated we would, the pro and anti groups. It is a new location, and there are different objections. Mm. So in other words, I mean, you could say, not hold it for those reasons, but I think the important thing is that we're proactive in dealing with pro and anti. So as it is, I will support that.
Councillor Temple, I'd like to say it's Wayne Frost.
Are you frozen, Wayne?
Oh, no.
No?
Just wasn't breathing.
Councillor Temple.
Well, my question is that Councillor Mayer had a very good form of words there, I felt.
Mm.
And I heard that what Councillor Sinfield said. Is there some way that can be added to this to give a feeling of...
Yes. The short answer is yes. And so I'll just set to Earl to add that.
Right. So minutes. If that's... Would Councillor Sinfield then be supporting it?
Sorry, I missed that. Was Councillor Field seem to have said no straight out there?
Yep.
That's right.
Okay, thank you. All right, any other discussion, councillors? If not, Councillor Cameron is the seconder of the motion. Any further to add?
No, thank you.
Councillor King is the mover?
No, thanks.
Okay, I'll put the motion forward. All those in favour, please say aye so the general manager can see you.
Is Councillor Bowers part of this now or not? Or
why wouldn't you?
Well, no, part of those words.
Yeah, they will be when I do the minutes.
I can just add them as a
comment.
Comment
be part of the motion.
Yeah. In the
minutes. Not part of the motion.
Sorry. Not an amendment to the motion.
No.
It's
no.
Just a nice way of saying point eight. Well, not a nice way, but a
different.
Reaffirms.
More detail.
Yes.
So,
my hand up.
Mr. Mayor, all councillors except Councillor Sonefeld are for the motion.
Thank you. Please note that, Marilyn. I'm also for the motion. Okay, moving on. Corporate Services 1. Budget estimates, long-term financial plan update and rates resolution. There is a recommendation in front of us. Would somebody like to move that, please? And John, General Manager, you'll have to let me know who does that, please. Somebody like to move?
Councillor Steph.
Cameron.
Please start again, John. Councillor Cameron.
Yeah.
Yes.
Second up.
I'll second it to move discussion.
Councillor Knott.
Thank you. Councillor Cameron has moved the motion.
I don't really have a lot to say. It's been pretty difficult times, and I thank John for being the most frugal man I've ever met in my life for making sure we had some money in the bank. So it's a rainy day.
Thanks, Councillor Knott.
Is there just a few points if I could make, Mr. Mayor and Councillor? That is it. Thank you, John, for the detail throughout. Could I also make staff involved with the production, but also staff working junior employees during the year. employment. It is a very detailed budget. I mean, I think as other councillors, we've agreed to freeze the general rates. You look at the $15 million in capital work expenditure and so on. I do make a comment or note the in the carry forward amounts that it's reduced from $6 million odd to $5 million odd to $4 million odd to $3 million odd. So it's a plus to see that, to get the carry forward amount.
To facilities after. After follow up.
The
3 months after.
I think the other thing that is obviously important to us at this particular time is the fact that the support
after
that we've
given
from the government significant, in as much as 1.68 million initially, and then further measures to 373,000. Obviously, in a community such as ours, this would have been very, very well received. And I think that if all councils have assisted their communities, that with our financial position or the ability to provide that and keep our staff working, in a sense, I think it's an absolute plus. I note that the expenses in relation to increase in expenses as far as waste management, costs have gone up. I thought a couple of points is that the operating expenses increased on page 40 by 10.26%, which is 1.3 million. I think an important point there, with the directors indicated in the budget, that there's 1.6 million on page 50 for one-off projects, which are significant. I think once again we've had community grants, and we've seen just in today's meeting how we've helped businesses, been able to help businesses that are struggling more. And as far as the recovery is concerned, I believe we're in a fortunate position that over the next 5 years or up to 10 years, we can gradually recover, because one doesn't know how long COVID, given the state, that situation in Victoria and other states. I think it's a positive budget, and while there's increased costs, I think it's a very good one for the Meander Valley. The only little thing I would say, and that is that I perhaps would like, perhaps for next year and so on, to we're passing this now with information behind it, basically, so that when we do put, when it goes out to the public, in a sense, we can see some of the projects that we've supported and that have been approved. Happy to support the budget as is, and congratulate the director on providing the details for councillors. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Knott. Discussion from other councillors around the table.
Councillor Susie.
Reiterate, Councillor Knott, that it's very important that we provide support to our community by not increasing rates at this time. Also want to point out, it's not lost on us, the issue of waste management and the costs there, and that is becoming an issue for everyone in local government to deal with, and it's something that we obviously will be reviewing during this next year, to looking at how we can manage those increasing costs as they continue on. And I just would like to thank both past councillors and also current staff and past staff have actually put us in a financial position where we can actually provide this support to our community in very unprecedented times.
Well said, Councillor Bauer. Other councillors? Can't see you, but from my point of view, I'd like to pass on my thanks, as Councillor Bowers just said, to previous councils that have put us in this situation that we can put forward based on the $1.7 million package for recovery. Also noted that the Mandeville Council has the lowest average rate per rateable property in the Northern Tasmanian region. There were other good points that John and I noticed at, I think it was Lee Gap meeting, how we compared with other councils in our area. I'd like to thank the directors and staff in general for allowing us to get in this situation and look forward to coming out of the COVID period on the up rather than the down. So that's my two bobs worth. Any other discussion, councillors? Take that as a no. On the basis, so back to you, Councillor Knott, for any discussion.
I think I've covered it, Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Cameron is the mover.
No.
Oh, okay, on the basis, I'll put the motion in. Please, all those in favour, please say aye.
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 Against? Aye. I think that is carried. Page 91, Corporate Services 2. If I'm wrong, people. Okay, we have recommendations in front of us there. Would somebody like to move that, please? John, GM, I'd like to ask you to let me know who that is.
Waiting.
Anyone else?
That's
is that the one I've
deferred interest on?
No,
this is fees and charges.
Yep, I found it now. I'll move that.
Councillor King, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Second up.
I'll see.
Councillor Sheriff.
Thank you. Councillor King, any discussion?
Yeah, I think it's fair and reasonable that in response to COVID that we have made no change to any of our fees and charges in order to support our residents and ratepayers as much as we can and to absorb any of those increases that we would otherwise would have made. So I think it's a sensible move and position at this point in time.
Thank you. Councillor Sheriff, any comments?
As Tanya just said, I think Yandra Valley residents would be pretty impressed that there's been a zero increase in the fees and charges, so I'll support this.
Thank you. Do we have to note that there is a change to the motion, Jim, or not?
No.
No, it's already in there.
It's already in there, that's fine. It's not as it is in paper, so it will be.
Yep.
Thank you. Discussion, councillors, if any?
Yes.
Councillor Cameron, on page 103 in relation to the recommended new hire rates, I guess it's a bit of a case of, dare I say, suck it and see. Let's see what happens with that. If we find that there are difficulties and or issues with that, we can look at that at a later date, in other words, towards the next budget and so on. But I think the other comment's very clear that no change. It's a basic one to review that there is change, and it's a new area. So at least I think we can go in with an open mind and perhaps if there needs for a little tinkering or whatever, we can do that. See what the response is from the hirers and so on. Thank you.
Councillor Susie, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Bauer.
Just want to mention how great it is to see us supporting our supporting clubs and through not charging any fees during this COVID emergency period and for 3 months after,
mm-hmm.
and certainly something that I will be continuing to advocate for when we do come out of our emergency state.
Councillor Bauer, any other councillors? There is no. Back to you, Councillor Sheriff, as the seconder. Any comment?
No.
Councillor King, as the mover.
No, thank you.
Okay, on the basis, I'll put the motion forward. All those in favour? Aye. Against?
Councillor Temple. Yeah, four.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor Sinfield?
Four.
Thank you. Page 109, Community Development Services, review of policy number 82, community incentive grants. Would somebody like to move that, please?
Councillor King.
Thanks, Councillor King. Seconder.
Councillor Knott.
Thank you. Councillor King, any comments?
There's been some significant changes or modifications to the policy as it was. More than happy to endorse the new policy as it's been drafted. I think it adequately reflects the moving situation, or that the way that our grants are being applied for and responded to. I think the changes are relevant and current.
Thank you. Councillor Knott, any comment?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Likewise to Councillor King, I think the changes in the rewording, if we look at them, they appear to be streamlined and make it more beneficial and pertinent. And I guess that all grants where we can help the community are a plus. So I think that that makes it, encourages organisations, individuals to put applications in. I think it's a step in the right direction.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other councillors? Any discussion?
Doesn't appear so.
No?
No.
If not, I'll put the motion forward then, please. All those in favour say aye.
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 Against?
I'm abstaining.
Harry?
Councillor Sinfield's abstaining.
Yep. No. Page 134, Community Development Services 2.
That's
fine.
Thank you.
So moved.
Hold
on till I get here.
Second up.
Me.
Right on, what's Tom?
Thank you, Cameron. Thank you. Discussions, Councillor Knott?
Yes, I think that is pretty clear cut. It would appear from the information provided that only a couple of applications which could not be considered, that would go to the particularly the guidelines. Apart from that, it should be a very good paper. Am I right? Hang on, right? 134, is that right? Yeah. The two that couldn't be considered were had either put one in before, or it dealt with the Prospect Park with the core consumables not supported by the grants program. So apart from that, pretty well straightforward, and I'm happy to support it.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Cameron.
Yeah, I have nothing really to add. Happy to support it. It's a pretty small round this time, so. All good.
Councillors, any discussion? If not, can I thank the councillors and staff that sat on this particular grants application and thank them for their assessment of it? And that's why I took off. Anyone else, any comments? If not, I'll put the motion as it stands then. All those in favour? Aye. Against?
Councillor King.
Yeah, you have to.
Councillor King just stepped out.
Sorry?
Councillor King's just stepped out.
Okay. Done.
Can you get a job?
Community Development Services 3.
I'm going out, I'm still wanting in.
Five.
Very warm out there.
Councillor Sheriff.
Sheriff left.
Yeah.
Anyone like to move?
At 5:22.
It's got to record the and then go in and out. Yeah.
I'll move it.
Thank you. Second up. I'll second it, Jim.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm not sure where we're up to.
It's
Page 139, Community Care and Recovery Packages, Approval of Events, Recovery Grant, Small Business Grant. Community Development Services 3. Sorry, it's been moved by Cameron, seconded by myself. Any comments, Councillor Cameron?
I wrote something. Here we go. I have to step over and read my own writing. In the last few months have been the most difficult few months of our lives. For some, a lifetime of hard work stopped overnight. Reading through the applications was a little overwhelming. I felt very sad to read of the immense loss of income of some businesses faced, and I was also very proud. The Wandering Trout in Mole Creek are now canning their craft beer to suit the takeaway market, and Colour Drop in Deloraine are investing in quality equipment to take them to the online world. I am proud of our resilient community who have adapted to our new world and found new ways of keeping on. Thank you. And is he frozen or is he dead?
No, he's here.
Is he dead?
He's alive.
Thank you, Councillor Cameron. For my part again, it's good to see that we have so many businesses coming forward. I hear the criticism coming from Councillor Temple that there were some businesses out there that didn't know about it. I guess we'll learn from those situations, but some businesses have to take some responsibility for themselves and understand what is out there. I'd like to thank the councillors that sat on this committee, as well as the staff that sat on this committee that went through the applications. It's actually good to see that we actually gave dollars to pretty much, I'm sure, everyone that applied for, correct me if I'm wrong, for those councillors that sat on it. And we will come out of this as the municipality going stronger than we were before, I hope. Councillors, any other discussion?
Councillor King.
Just a fact check. Could we please check the amount requested for Serenity Beauty and Massage Studio before we publish?
It won't be in the published. That's in the agenda, and the minutes won't have that.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right. Then there's no need. It's already been published, so we'll track that.
Thank you. Thanks, Councillor. Any other discussion, Councillors?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I will.
Yes, Councillor.
Pleased to support what the committee has come forward and presented to us. Certainly made it much easier once I was made aware of some of the particular background to it. Certainly as a councillor, I believe that it might have been advantageous to be either briefed or been provided with information that's presented.
We'll record in the minutes.
Particularly as
was amended.
You want to record as examples or applications that the general public would have read this in the agenda and not been able to. Perhaps there should have been more detail. An example of that was that perhaps say Lebanese Gourmet and Grill, it would have been advantageous to know that it was a mobile food van. And so on, and things of that nature, and background to the particular applications. While the committee were aware of it, the other councils in voting today or reading it would have been, I think, as discussed with the general manager, I think that that could be pursued so that we're more informed in the future. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other discussion, councillors?
Mr. Mayor, I've got just one quick comment. Sorry? I've just got one quick comment, if that's okay, Mr. Mayor. Just in relation to Councillor King's sort of query around Serenity Beauty and massage, the difference, there was an error in the published papers, and I think we should record in the minutes of the council meeting that we've acknowledged that error, that the amount requested was in fact 3,000 as opposed to 5,000. Just as a matter of record to correct it.
Thank you.
Okay, I shall put the motion. All those in favour?
Can I?
Against?
Okay, no.
Carried. There's been Councillor Sherriff back in of coal.
Abstained.
Councillor Temple abstained. Mr. Mayor?
We didn't really.
Okay. Community Development Services 4, page 146. Lifestyle Recovery, Community Care, Recovery Grants Program, Approval of Guidelines. Recommendations are there. Would somebody like to move, please?
So bring up recommendation 4. Well, can you just bring up...
This is it, isn't it?
It's got number 4 in it.
3, 4.
Yeah.
Considering a different date, wouldn't we?
Yeah, so advertise that council will provide the lifestyle recovery grant program, which unless otherwise determined by COVID pandemic circumstance, will be open for applications in September 2020.
So there is a change from the agenda.
So can I just clarify to you then that the total amount available to the community will be $36,588?
Yes, it will be.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Thank you.
That's important to mention that.
Yep.
So do we have somebody to move this? And second it or not?
Councillor Bower.
Councillor Bower, thank you. Second it.
Councillor Knott.
Thank you. Councillor Bower, any discussion?
Just to mention that I think this is a really important program to, once we do get to meet together as community and start to bring events together for our community, that they have this opportunity to fund some of those things, to actually help bring some of the social fabric back that has been missing since we've been in COVID.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Knott, seconder.
I think it's important to extend, as we've extended the date there, because who knows with COVID what the ramifications will be, and I think it does give those, as Councillor Bower said, opportunities for different organisations to consider putting an application in for it.
Thanks, councillors. Any discussion, councillors? Take that as a no. On that basis, then I will move the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Against? Yes. That's carried. No abstentions this motion?
No.
Voted.
No.
Good. Community Development Services 5, page 155. Dublin Community Cap.
So moved.
I'll second that.
The winner was.
With a quarter of a length to go.
My racing plate on, actually.
But I didn't get the second because it was worth that cricket you were in one race. Really.
Councillor King.
Are those your racing
plates? I didn't want to miss out the barrier.
All right. Discussions, Councillor Knott. I mean, it's there. We've talked about it. But yes, please, if you
just want to talk to and continuity. And we will. The idea is to discuss the package with the Turf Club, and the idea is to promote Meander Valley Council and all the industry that's involved in all forms within the history of. And I thank the General Manager for the putting the logo of Malua at the workshop.
Thanks, Councillor Knott. Councillor King, was it the second of that?
It was. Thank you. I, along with Councillor Knott, acknowledge the significant contribution to our economy that the racing industry in our municipality contribute, and that extends further out statewide. I think it's a very small contribution to show our support to an industry that is very important to us.
Thanks, Councillor. Any discussion, councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Against? I'm assuming that's carried.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you. Infrastructure 1, page 157, Capital Works Program. The recommendation is there. Somebody like to move, please?
I'll move. So moved.
Councillor Knott, was that?
Yes.
Thank you. Seconder?
Pick me.
Councillor Cameron.
Thank you. Any discussion, Councillor Knott?
Yes, I'd just like to thank the Director. Certainly very clearly detailed in all the particular areas, the sections of capital works. And as I've explained, I was interested in a couple of items personally. Particularly the public toilets at the Bull Run and so on, but many other projects that are indicated there, listed. It does give us an oversight and a view of that. And I guess my thoughts are with perhaps the possibility of thinking about what could be included for next financial year. I ask your support.
Thanks, Councillor Cameron.
I don't have anything to add. Thanks.
Thank you. Councillor Orr, is there any discussion?
Councillor King,
is it?
Thank you. Yeah, I just want to note the improved readability of the works program documentation and thank the officers for helping us to get through it and understand what's in front of us.
Thanks, Councillor King. Glad you went to spec servers. Any other councillors?
Councillor Sherritt.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, this might be a question for Dino, but I was led to believe the footpath on East Barrack Street was going out to Liverpool Street, not just to Morrison Street.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we did have a fair length of path in there for East Barrack, and we decided to split that, and we pushed half of it, approximately half out to next financial year. So we've got a short section in down near Greenock, between there and Lake Highway, and then the other section is the first part you're referring to up to Morrison.
Yep. Thanks, Director. Councillors, any other discussion, questions? If not, Councillor Cameron, any other discussion?
No, thank you.
Councillor Knott?
No.
Okay, I'll move the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried.
Was that a yes or a yes? Yep.
I don't know whether it's just me, Rodney, but bloody oath, it's hard to tell whether you're for or against anything, and I'm sitting next to you, so I don't know how they go soon.
I'll let you know if I'm against
it. All for it.
A lot easier if you could just do that.
All for it, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks very much. How long have you been here?
Not long, but I've been here long enough to put my hand up so he can see whether I voted for or against it. It's not difficult.
No, it's not difficult. Right. I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, it's not me to let know. He's got to ask you every time.
No, he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to.
Well, he's always looking over to see if you voted.
I will let him know if I'm a no or abstain.
He doesn't want to follow the instructions, Andy.
He's making it up. I'm going to have to get
okay.
Myself.
I
think we'd better have
this
discussion
after
the meeting.
All right.
Yeah. Move I think on. We should move on from that. Thank you. Okay, so, well, we're on with items for closed section of the meeting. So we need a mover and a seconder to close the meeting of the public for next. So what have we got?
Councillor Knott. Councillor Knott, Councillor Power.
Can we speak to that?
Thank you very